This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. A truth emerged in my mind as we've tried to understand the dynamic of small groups as seen in the book of Job in the Bible. That truth is this: God doesn't expect us to be perfect or understand everything we experience. What He desires is for us to know and trust Him as adequate to handle whatever we might be experiencing. When God declared Job to be blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil, He was not declaring him to be perfect. When you read the whole book, that becomes obvious. It's always dangerous to conclude, when everything is going well in our lives, that somehow we deserve this. We don't. God grants it to us because He is gracious. He doesn't owe any of us anything. He loves us and cares for us, even when things aren't going well. If it depended on our performance, the end result would always be disastrous. Don't ever take the praise of men too seriously, and be careful that you don't take yourself too seriously when things are going well for you. Job was right when he declared in 1:21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." When God told Job's three friends in Job 42:8, "You have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has," what did he mean? Job said two things in chapter 42. Read over and ponder what he concluded in verses 2, 5, and 6. We will look at Job's confession in our next visit and discover how we can experience the blessing of God in our lives. And if you'd like to review these messages, you can do so. Go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.